Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Jay from the Network of Christian Psychics. I'm glad everybody's here today. I had a wonderful time in New York, and I'm now back in North Carolina. I'm now broadcasting from near Asheville, and the weather was beautiful today, and I couldn't ask for a better time to be here. The caller queue is full, and I have my guest reader, Ellen, who is on board now. Ellen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there for a second I didn't think you were making it.
Well, there was a storm down here and it knocked out the landline.
Oh, gosh, you and that weather in Florida is always bad, isn't it?
Well, I had two bad storms, not just one.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a great show because we got a queue full of people, and we're going to get to everybody. The show's 2 hours. It's all going to be all readings. We might have a little bit of chit-chat in between, but we are going to get to everybody, so please stay on the line and be patient. How was your week, Ellen?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. A little stormy. But I'd like to say something before we get started.
Okay.
The first thing I want to remind our callers and our listeners that psychic readings aren't always exact. And what happens is what Jay and I do is we give you messages and guideposts for things to see if you can work on or maybe change. The angels and God are here to help us, but they don't drop things from the sky. And if you don't make a conscious effort to change something, it won't change. So I just want to remind everybody of that because I just want to make sure that they understand what we do here, and I want to make sure they know that it's sort of like physics. Every action has a reaction.
Well, yeah, I guess what you're trying to say is that, you know, you're not to live by a psychic reading. You're supposed to obtain information and then move forward with that information, either guiding you to proceed in something that could be good, because sometimes we have to tell people that their relationship isn't good, and they can choose to stay in that relationship, or they can choose not to, based on the information. But it is their personal choice to make these decisions, and we can only be responsible for the information that we give you, and how it proceeds after that is really up to you and the angels and God, and that basically sums it up for psychic readings. And that's with everyone, though, not just
us. Of course. That, you know, like, you know, if someone, if you want a change, you need to work on it yourself. I mean, you can't just think that God and angels are going to drop money out of the sky or drop a relationship at your door. You have to make that conscious effort to move forward with momentum, is what I'm trying to say, too. It's not just,
yep.
You know, you just don't sit back and let them just drop things in your lap. I wish that would happen, though. I could use a few things dropped in my lap, but we have to get the momentum.
It'd be great to have a big box of money drop in my lap.
But you know, I'm saying that we have to work for it. So if I'm in a bad job, for example, and nothing is changing, I'm in complete inertia, and Reverend Jay tells me I should go out and look for others, well, I need to go out and look. Doesn't mean I have to quit my job and say bye, everybody, without anything to pull back. But if I don't make that conscious effort to move forward and show momentum and show flow of energy, nothing will change.
Right.
It's kind of like God giving you a cat and you sit in the Cadillac and you never turn on the key to the ignition. The car's not going to go anywhere.
That's right. Well, I guess we should probably move on to our first caller, because we have 9 callers in the queue right now, and I want to get to everybody. Does that sound okay?
That's awesome. I can't wait.
Okay. So some people have already been waiting over 20 minutes. So we're going to start with 201. 201, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from? Oh, well, it's not red for some reason. Let me hit it again. Oh.
Hello.
It's 602
Hi.
For some reason. Okay. Are you 201?
Hi, Reverend Jay. No, I'm 602.
Okay. who's this and where are you calling from? I don't know what happened to 201 got dropped, I see now.
this is Beatrice, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Beatrice, do you have a question for us tonight or a comment?
Like 6 months ago, I had a reading with you guys when you actually had like 4 people on, and you told me I was going to get my inheritance in June, and you also told me that my appellate court ruling would be ruled in my favor also by June. I never got my inheritance yet, and on the 24th of June, the Court of Appeals ruled against me, so I fired my attorney because he didn't point out that the opposing counsel lied to the lower court 3 different times. So I'm doing a motion to reconsider on the 8th of July, because I know how to do those, and I'm going to ask for a motion to reconsider because the opposing lawyer told the court 3 different things about about the same thing. Each time he changes it, whatever coincides with him, even though it's not the fact that I wasn't even in town, and the former landlord knew I wasn't in town because he already signed a letter like over a month prior to me sending a letter to me. So what do you see happening regarding the motion to reconsider? Cause since you said I was going to win, maybe this will make it win. Who knows? I got to try everything because it's worth over over $8,000. Because in January, I gave the attorneys that I had $2,000 to do the appeal.
I'm still getting that you're going to win, but I'll pass you on to Ellen and see what she's getting.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, yep. I can.
Cool.
I can hear you.
Awesome. I feel you're going to win. I'm sorry about that attorney because I kind of felt before you said anything somebody pulled a fast one on you, which completely changed everything. And I'm of the belief they didn't lie.
Back in January, you guys asked who the attorney was, and I told you guys his name, you know, and they go, oh, he's really good, he's really good. But obviously he was really bad, really bad. So can you tell when they might be ruling back in my favor? I believe they have, like, if I file it on the 8th of July, I'm not familiar with the lower court motion to reconsider, but in the regular courts, you've got, like, 15 or 20 days to respond, so they have to respond, and then the courts get to rule on it within probably another 2 or 3 weeks after that. So I would say sometime in August or early September we might hear.
I'm getting September, but what are you getting, Ellen? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Not at all. I got the same thing. It's just that I get a feeling that lawyer who lied is going to get really heavily sanctioned. Really heavily sanctioned.
Well, I hope so. Because first of all, he goes, oh, well, that letter's deemed received on the 19th. And I go, good, because I went to the city of Phoenix and I complained on the 18th. Then he goes, oh, it's deemed received on the 17th. And then he goes, the letter was dated the 12th. So they keep thinking it's the 12th. I was out of town until the 17th, and these people actually live in Vancouver. So even if the fastest mail you can get is express mail, but it takes 6 days to get here because it has to go through customs.
Right.
So I'm going to show them documentation where I sent things up to Vancouver, and it took 6 days, including because it gives you a day-by-day, you know, basis of where it's at, and it shows it's in customs for sometimes 2 days. So
okay,
that's all I need to do is show. Go ahead.
I got Uriel. She's come in, and she is telling me that you, because of your confidence, just continue to have your confidence, and she's saying that you're going to have a very happy outcome, that that this new path is switched it again. Of course, also I'm finding that she's saying that the inheritance is on the way, that it was just a delay.
Okay.
And both are going to be a happy outcome. She's here and she's showing me, like, I don't know, it looks like a stack of 50s, but I'm not, you know, they're like $50 bills, but falling. And she's saying, what else is she saying? Oh, she's saying peace, that you're going to have peace and abundance. So,
great. Thank you guys very much.
One
welcome.
Thing that
go
I
ahead.
Have to tell you, Bernice, is that when we're predicting Beatrice, I know, I'm sorry. When we're predicting time, it's hard to decipher it on the other side. But I can assure you that we can definitely tell outcome, especially when they're showing us outcome. And one thing with the court systems, they're not of divine energy. So that's another factor that always plays into it. As strong as Uriel's coming in, though, I have to believe that the information we gave you before, that you are going to get this, win this case and get your inheritance. So just keep that positive attitude and remain in your self-confidence, because those things are what's going to supersede the little bit of delays. And just realize that, you know, ha-ha, they're playing another game, and you have the patience of a saint, you know, and because you have that saintly patience and you have the endurance, you're going to get what you want.
And
all
right, great. Thank you.
Beatrice, I keep notes on our callers, kind of, and I looked at one of my notes, and it said, we told you one thing. I remember one thing we did tell you in January per my note, and it said that you were going to win it, but it wasn't going to be easy.
Oh,
and
really?
I guess we told you, because I know that we told you there's so many twists and turns when you enter something. And this was one of the twists.
Well, basically, this is the last resort by the motion to reconsider, because if it's not that, then I have to go to the big Supreme Court. I mean, and that's going to take $10,000, and I'm not going to go there because I don't have that kind of money. But I can do a motion because I've done motion to reconsiders before. So, all right. Well, thank you much. I'll let you go to the other callers.
Thank you. Make sure that you spend some time meditating, too. They just said, as you were saying, that you're good.
Thank you.
So meditate and think positively. Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Luck.
You too.
Bye. Uh-oh. Okay. Interesting. I didn't know that you kept notes like that. I don't do that, but it's probably a good idea.
Normally I don't, but the thing is that because it was a court case, and I made notes that it was so twisty-turny.
Hmm. Well,
I mean, it really bothered me because to see it, I knew she was going to win, but I didn't know when at that time.
Right. I still see success for her, too, or, you know, that it's what Uriella is. You know, she was, like, holding this money, fanning it for me, and I was like, I need that. No. Just kidding. Let's go on to the next caller. The next caller is going to be a 310 area code. 310, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay. Hi, Ben. How are you tonight?
It's actually Vince.
Vince.
Yeah.
I'm getting everybody's name.
That's okay. Everyone keeps thinking I keep saying Ben instead of Vince. I don't know why.
Okay. Do you have a question for us tonight, Vince?
Yeah. I wanted to find out. First of all, I've been out of work for quite some time, and I've had some temp jobs here and there. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did land a job, but I'm waiting for a starting date. And I talked to the girl last week, and she said, as soon as the hiring manager gets the okay, we'll bring you in. In the meantime, last week, I also had 3 job interviews, 2 in person, 1 over the phone. So the first part of the question is, I wanted to find out if you see any of these guys coming through anytime real soon, because I'm desperate. And then the other part is, yesterday, we got served with legal papers for eviction, because we're like we're going to be, with July's rent, we're going to be over $4,000 behind in rent. So I'm wondering if you see us getting evicted and losing everything, and what's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to send you to Ellen and she can start
off. Are there any companies based out of Texas?
In what?
Texas.
In Texas?
Yeah, like they have like a corporate office there or something.
No, not, I don't know. Are you asking if one of these companies that I apply for a job with have a corporate office in Texas?
Well, I kept seeing like a straight line to Texas, and I don't know why. It was like Zoom. I thought maybe you were going to move to Texas, or you were having a job with somebody affiliated in Texas.
I know that 2 years ago I got a phone call from a brewery, and they wanted me to do testing for a job in Texas, but I'm not interested in going in Texas unless it's to help put George Bush behind bars where he belongs, but that's a different situation.
Let's go here. We just deal with angels, but you know, when it comes to all politicians,
well, especially him.
It's everybody. Let's see. I don't know about the eviction. I don't know if you're going to be evicted or you're going to choose to move out.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, even if you had the job, you still have to get time to get the money. I think you're moving out, but I don't know if it's eviction, if you have somewhere else you can go just temporarily until get back on your feet. But
yeah, no, we don't have anywhere to go other than the car, and that's it.
I actually feel like the eviction's going to go through. I'm sorry to tell you that, Vince. I do feel like what I did was because you were kind of vague on the jobs, I put them into 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I said, you know, which job is he going to get? And I don't believe it's the one, the very first one that you mentioned. I think it's going to be the second one that you applied for. I feel like that's coming through clearly. They're saying that that you're in a temporary pause. You might be able to prevent the eviction, but I have a feeling that he's going to file it, and possibly by the time that you get to court or before it happens, you'll be able to make arrangements to show him that your employment has started again.
Okay. Okay. Well, the jobs that I did apply for, that I had the interview, both two of them were in person, and one was over the phone. The first job, and they were all on the same day. And the first job was a box company, like a cardboard box company, and they're a huge, huge company. And then the second one was a company that makes grains and oats and energy and all whatnot, and they deal a lot with liquid consumption companies like sodas, beer, and whatnot. And then the third company that I had over the phone interview was a beer distribution warehouse.
I'm getting that it's the oats one, like the second one, just like you described it. I didn't get the cardboard one. And what was the third one? Was a beer company?
Yeah, the third one is a beer distribution warehouse.
Okay. I'm not getting that it's that one either. I'm getting that it's going to be the one with the oats and the health food or that kind of thing. But I'll pass you on to Ellen. I'm sorry, Ellen, that I interrupted again.
Okay, I'll forgive you this time. Next time. I just thought the second one more strongly than the other two. Something about the energy and the flow really resonated with me.
Okay.
And I agree with Jay about the eviction. Maybe if you show employment, they'll stop it. If, you know, you show that, you know, cause, you know, a lot of people, you know, people still want to make money and they still want their money due.
Right.
Maybe with a job and say, look, you know I have your money. I know this is due to you, but, you know, that you it shows you that I am working. So I can pay you the expense plus extra to make up for the difference. That might help.
Right. Right. Well, I've already told them, too, that I'm making them a number one priority when I start working, and every penny I get is going to go to them until I get paid up, so...
Do you have kids?
I have two daughters that I've been distant from.
Oh, okay, but they're not living with you, right?
No. They, I haven't spoken to them or seen them in a few years, so they want nothing to do with me. Their mother's poisoned their minds.
That's a shame people have to do that. But that's kind of what I'm reading on your job and your eviction.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty similar. And so I hope that helped you and Vince, and please give us a call back and let us know.
All right, I definitely will.
Thank you. And for everybody listening, you can get a private psychic reading at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. And that's just call and make an appointment or call, and sometimes we are available. So if you're considering a private reading, please give us a call. Let's go on to the next caller, 843. 843, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. We are today.
Hi. How are you? I'm good. And you?
Good. Do you have a question for us, Kimberly?
Yes. I was just hired, well, offered a job in Georgia at high school because of my movement. I talked to you last week, and I was formally offered the job.
I think we knew that you were going to get that, so yay.
Oh. No surprise to you all. But my question is, the salary, I thought it was going to be a little bit more, but I noticed that it's not. And I was just wondering if there's going to be, like, maybe a bonus, or do I need to do some online adjunct teaching to supplement my income? I'm just wondering, how to do this.
Well, I was saying that your job is great, but it's also going to be a stepping stone to get you to other things.
Okay.
So if the South isn't what you hoped it would be, and, this is the South, they pay pretty low down here, I would definitely supplement with other things totally. That's what I was getting, because it seems like your creativity is getting hiked up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So that's where you're going with it. I'm so glad. I mean, I knew you were getting the job, but you said, you're getting the job, so.
I don't want you to stop looking, Kimberly, because I feel like there's another job right there, too. I feel like that this, just like what Ellen said as far as a stepping stone, but what it did was it just opened the door to another possibility. As you become confident and lose that fear, and as you had moved out of that stagnation, it's now... is going to, like, create even more. So keep putting out those resumes, because I feel like there's another job right around the corner, too. I did, like we said, that, you know, once you went to Georgia, you'd get a job, and you did. And I feel like keep putting your feelers out. There might be something right there that's a little bit better.
Okay.
So that's actually what I'm getting.
Okay.
Any last things, Ellen?
No, I just want you to keep that energy going, because you're really moving along nicely with that. So I'm very pleased.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, stay positive and don't stop just because you've hooked one. A second hook out in the water will bring you something a little bit bigger, a little bigger fish.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, Kimberly, and let us know, and congratulations.
Right. I will, and thank you very much.
Yeah.
Y'all both have a great night. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's great.
Well, I was going to say, Kimberly is actually the example about what I was saying at the beginning of the show. A couple weeks ago she called and she said that she was still in South Carolina looking for jobs in Georgia, and we told her to consider going to Georgia and look there, because at least she'd be there for the physical interview, and there's nothing she can't do in Georgia that she can do in South Carolina. When she made that move, she considered our advice, she thought it would work for her, she made that move and got that energy going. And that's what I was talking about earlier, that she made a decision to move ahead, test the waters, keep the energy going, and that's why she got what she wanted.
Yeah, that's...
Had she stayed in Carolina, it would have been a whole different outcome, because she would still be in the same position of inertia.
Absolutely. We totally felt that she was stagnant and she needed to move, and we told her that, and she did it, and the job came through. And if she keeps her momentum up, I believe that another position is going to come in for just as quickly and before this new school year. So hopefully she'll still be out there looking.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, that's great news for her. Let's go on to our next caller, who's been actually waiting for 32 minutes. 907.
Hi, this is Mary.
It's Mary?
Carrie.
Carrie. And where are you calling from, Carrie?
Alaska.
Alaska. Ooh, great. Nice there. Is the weather nice?
It's actually been pretty nice. It's unusually warm this summer. We've actually had 7 days this month that were over 70 degrees, and we've had summers where it barely got to 60.
Yeah.
I was in Alaska in 1988. We went to Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway, and it, for summertime, it was still pretty chilly, but I liked it. I thought it was a beautiful country up there.
Yes.
I'm...
So do you have a question?
I'm getting
for us
ready
here?
To move, and I don't know if I will be moving within the state or returning to the lower 48 at the moment, because I have job applications out all over.
Wow. First thing I got was the lower 48. I didn't see you staying. What part of Alaska are you in?
I'm actually on Kodiak Island.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know that.
And I've been to Juneau once, and it's really beautiful there, other than that mountain being right behind the motel and the water being 2 blocks away kind of creeped me out.
Oh, no.
Because the mountain's cold, we're all going for a swim.
Oh, that was funny. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, we got off the ship at Juneau. The first thing I did, when I went to go get smoked salmon, I was laughing because smoked salmon, bagels and cream cheese in Alaska is like $2. Here it's like $8. You go get a hamburger French fry Coke, it's $9 up in Alaska. So it was wild. But I see you moving down from there. I think that you're just moving down. I'm not sure if it's going to be like Washington State.
You know, I just applied for one job in that state, but most of the jobs I've applied for in the states that surround it.
Yeah, because that's what I was feeling.
Most of my applications are in Oregon.
Okay.
Mm. But I think that you're getting something in Washington State.
Well, Carrie, I'm getting something different than Ellen. I actually feel like you're staying in Alaska. I don't think that you're coming to the States. I think something's going to open up. I think that you're ready for a change, and that is happening. That is what you're manifesting, is a change. But I'm not getting the States for you. I asked a couple of times just to make sure. And sometimes Ellen and I get, when you look at a person and you're doing a psychic reading, what you're getting is sometimes their desire, and sometimes the angels are telling us, yes, she's going to manifest this, because I am getting that you're going to manifest what you want. But I'm getting that it's in Alaska what you really want. So I'm unsure if that is true. Do you really want to stay in Alaska, or do you want to come to the States?
You know, I'm torn. I know I can't stay where I'm at in Alaska, and I have to be out of my apartment by July 31st because of rent increases, and I don't know where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do at the moment. I have applications out. It's kind of like, okay, the first one that says we'll hire you, I guess, is where I'm going to end up for now, at least, to start with.
I still feel it's Washington State, but if you wouldn't mind, Terry, would you call us back and let us know?
We always,
there's not a question with Jay and I. We're not in competition who's right and who's wrong, but we always like to know how callers are doing with the readings that they've had.
Right, and I think it's funny you guys both get what you've gotten, because I feel like I'm being pulled in half. I love Alaska. It's been my home for 15 years.
I think,
but the cost of living here and the job market where I'm at just isn't working for me.
Yeah, it's tough up there.
Try to go with your heart, Carrie, and that will lead you to where you're going to be the happiest. And sometimes don't think about money. Think about the joy in your heart, because that will manifest the money, and that will manifest the opportunity. And that's why I kind of questioned, did you want to come to the States? I feel like your true inner happiness is in Alaska, and that might be why you're going to stay there. But we'll be interested in hearing. I'm definitely interested in hearing the outcome, so please let us know.
So I'm getting a direct offer. I feel like you're kind of tired of Alaska and you want to get out for another reason. Did you have a bad relationship recently?
The term relationship for that situation wouldn't be quite right. But, yeah, the last year and a half I've considered moving because of a specific man.
Okay, yeah. So
he's not in my face everywhere I go.
Exactly. So that's why I was thinking you're getting the heck out of Dodge. But we'll see. Call us back. Please let us know.
I will.
Thank
you, guys.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, you have a good one, and take care, and you're in our prayers.
Thanks.
Yes, bye-bye. So that's interesting. We'll just have to see where her heart leads her and what she manifests, because she definitely is moving. We both got that. And now it's a choice, really, in her heart, what she wants to manifest, either the States or, Alaska again. So we'll see. Okay, our next caller is going to be 229.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, do you have...
Yeah,
we hear a lot of background sound. So could you turn down your computer if you have your computer on? Or
there we go. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you all for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, what do you see for me coming up in coaching? Because I did apply for a high school football coaching job back in April, and the head coach actually hired me. But he told me he had to check out to see about my supplement, how much I'll be making. So several weeks passed, and I went back to him, and he told me he had squashed the job that was no longer available that he offered me. And the season starts in August, but I just want to know, like, do you see him contacting me or me going back to that high school and getting this job? Because two of the coaches already has left.
Well, I see that you really want to manifest this, and I believe that, you know, we're coming into a time frame where people are manifesting at a high rate. August is actually really going to be the completion of a circle, and it's not that a circle never ends, but it's the starting of the new revolution in the circle, so things are moving faster. Everybody had ups and downs in May and June, and now we're coming into July, and it's going to be just a little bit of purification and cleansing. And I feel like, Melvin, if you want, you can manifest this. You're ready to do the job. You have the capability of doing the job, you really want to do this. So I'm saying yes. I feel like that you are in a snag where they're not offering it to you right now, but I think if you take the initiative and creatively, that you can manifest this to happen. So I would be diligent in your pursuit, and I would try to move forward speaking to whoever might be in charge or above that person.
Okay.
Like the prince. Yeah. So, and now I'll pass it to Ellen.
I kind of read it different. What do you call those things that the guys hit and they move them backwards? They call blocking things. what do they call it? You know, the ones they hit the padding and then move it backwards during practice? What are those called?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me what those are called? Are those like blockers, the ones that, you know, when they practice their blocking and they go up against your...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's the scheme of offensive line coach.
Okay. Well, see, the thing is that I'm feeling that your energy might be going to a different school, that you should look at other schools, because I think this is some kind of political game that's going on there. And I found it interesting that they offered it to you, then they withdrew it, and two other people are leaving, and they still haven't offered it back to you.
Right.
I think it's some kind of game, political game, and you just got caught in the middle of it. I mean, you can still put your energy towards that school if you want to, and it wouldn't hurt, but I'm wondering if you'd be better served going somewhere else, looking at other schools.
Do you see him trying to contact me, or maybe lost my resume and all my paperwork, applications, cover letter, and all that stuff? And he's trying to contact me? Ma'am?
Not yet, but like I said, I think there's some kind of political thing going on there. It has nothing to do with you just got caught because you're not on the right side of their politics. You're outsider coming in, and
right.
I just think they're playing a political game, and I just found it very strange that all of a sudden they withdrew it, and then there's two other coaches leaving, and they have no one to fill these positions yet.
Right. Yeah, because I used to work there back in 2006. I was coaching with the same school, at the same school in 2006. But the coach that I was coaching with, the head coach, he left. And now this new coach just came in. This is his first year. He just came in. So, I mean, he's an African-American, but we sat down and, he promised me a job. And then all of a sudden, when I went to see him on the football field, it's like he's seeing a ghost. Like, I didn't exist. And then his body language showed that, you know, he was totally wasn't interested anymore. And it was just fatal to me. And, the kids keep asking me, and the fans in Georgia, so... I don't know. I just hope, it works out for me.
I think you should go look for other things, too, because I think there's some kind of political game going on here, him being the new coach and all. He might want to put his own people in instead, people who are, that go along with his agenda no matter what. That's my feeling. I mean, you can still pursue it. It wouldn't be a bad thing, but I would go look other places. I know one thing. I don't know very much about Georgia, but I know a couple things, and one of them is football, the religion up there. Seriously, football and NASCAR.
Football and
So that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking you can go talk to him again. But I think his physical reaction to you pretty much says it all. I think you should just go look somewhere else as well.
Okay. And, because I'm trying to finish up my college degree, I only have 8 classes remaining here in Georgia. And, I ran out of funds, so I'm trying to find me a grant or something to get in school by August the 15th of this year. Do y'all see, can tell me what's going to take place with that?
I'm getting that you're going to go back to school. Also, one thing, though, that I was getting is that, you have this sadness about you that you need to let go, and you're expecting the worst. And because of those things, you manifest those things. So I want you to switch it up to be positive. So, and that's with going back to school and with the coaching. So, go in and be a true hero and say, these kids love me. I love doing this. And I believe that you'll get an unexpected opportunity. I can't guarantee that I'm getting that school, but I'm getting that there, you're going to get an unexpected opportunity to coach. So like Alan said, you
okay.
might put out a couple of applications. So,
okay.
But I do
yes.
see that you I'm getting that you're going to get some money for school too. So I'll pass you on to Alan. And just for everybody that's in the caller queue, we have a lot of people in the caller queue. We are going to get to everybody. The show is going to go for another hour and 15 minutes. So please be patient, and we thank you for your patience. And if anybody wants to have private reading, remember that you can get a private reading with us at the networkofchristianpsychics.com. Here you go, Ellen.
Well, actually, I was, TJ, I know that there's a lot of scholarships up there, but or grants, but, you know, it's so late, you may have missed the deadline. But I'd also go to the student finance office to find out what else is available for you.
Right.
See something there in there.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I owed the college, like, $1,600 out of pocket, and they won't let me register until I pay that amount. And then that way to open up the doors of me for us getting grants and scholarship from the school. So that amount,
well,
that's what I need before August.
Well, that's going to be a little tough there, I'll be honest with you, because I know that there are other grants out there online. You can look at and see if you qualify for any of them.
Uh-huh.
But it takes time. So I don't know if you're going to be able to meet your deadline to get back to school, but I would definitely look and see what all is out there, because you never know. They have a lot of different programs. There's tons of programs.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, because if I don't meet the deadline, but they still, you know, I still can go back to school maybe the end of August, but it's still to be fine because my classes are all elected classes, and they're
that's
not,
good.
You know, I already done all the hard work.
Right.
You know.
Well, I was going to check all that out and let us call us back and let us know what happens.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melvin.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, thank
let
you,
us
sir.
Know how
to... Yeah.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to go right on to the next caller, which is the 614 area code. 614, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Angie. Hi.
Hi, Angie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Columbus.
Columbus,
Ohio.
Okay, do you have a question for us, Angie?
Yeah, I speak with you this morning. I was trying to see if my man will ever gonna call me or he will never gonna back with me, something like that, because I've been with him for 5 years, and we just stayed out, me and him, almost 2 months. So I'm not sure if he's going to come back or if he has somebody. What's going on exactly?
I'm going to pass you right on to Ellen, and she'll be glad to give you some advice.
I don't think you really want him back. Honestly, I mean, even if he came back, he wouldn't stay long at all. So what I'm getting is they're telling me you need to reevaluate the whole situation. Because I just got this thing that, first I got was no, he's not coming back, but then I got if he did come back, he wouldn't stay. You just leave again. And honestly, you're too good for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we have his first name, Angie?
Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, T-O-N-Y.
Yep, okay.
I got a very cold chill. I don't think this is really a great working relationship. And you know it's not really a great working relationship. You're not getting what you want. Even when he was there, you didn't get what you wanted. He just likes to, I don't know, he just doesn't seem like he's grounded. Go ahead, Jay.
I Angie, I'm getting that, you know, he's going to be back. I don't know how strong the relationship is. I see him possibly, did you live together before? You did?
Yes, we did live together.
Yeah, I think he's going to be want to move back in August, is what I'm getting. And I'm getting more towards the middle of August. But I think he's going to be in communication with you again when he realizes, hey, the grass isn't greener on the other side. And you're going to have a choice to make then. Does he honor you? Is he good for you? Does he meet your needs as far as emotional, mental, and physical? And at that point, you'll have a choice. And like Ellen said, you know, it's not a smooth road. So you get to choose if you want to go back to that situation or not.
So at this time, what you see is he going to call me soon or not? Oh, the other question I have is he with somebody in a relationship or he's just by himself?
I think you're going to hear from him soon. And I do feel like there's another woman that he's in the picture.
But that doesn't mean that there's a relationship.
All right. I just feel like there's another woman in the picture. I didn't get that they're having a relationship.
Okay.
He's the one looking for the next best thing. And frankly, I think you should reevaluate this because I know you deserve better than that.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said that I would reevaluate it for a relationship because you deserve better than what you're getting.
Okay.
He's somebody to stay with you and work with you and be with you, not someone who just takes off whenever they feel like it and decide to come home whenever they feel like it.
Okay. So the other way, what you guys see, and you guys won't be able to see when exactly he will be able to get in touch with me, something like that.
I'm getting that it's going to be soon, but I don't think he's going to be moving back in until I think you're going to take him back, even though I think you're going to take him back, but it's not going to be till like the middle of August. But you'll talk to him before that.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys.
I'm sorry. Pardon?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'll be before August you'll be talking to him. So just, it's going to be pretty soon. And then remember, if he honors you the way that you want, you can bring him back.
Okay.
And if you might do better, though. You know, with somebody who can care for you more.
So what your God see, he does not care? Does he love me or anything like that?
Oh, no. Yeah, I get that he loves you and stuff, but it's not to, he's just not available enough. You know, there's somebody who could make you more feel more fulfilled, who's a little bit, well, actually, what are you getting, Ellen? I'm kind of getting that he does care for you. I get that.
I think his definition of love and care are just two different things than what we think. I mean, I love you can mean anything that, you know, from I want to be with you for the rest of my life to, gee, thanks a lot, food was great tonight. I just think the only person he loves is himself. And I think that his love and care comes and goes as quickly as the wind changes. And I think he cares about you in his own way, but I don't think it really gels to what the kind of relationship you want.
Okay. My problem is I'm having with him. I was kind of like trying to meet new guy, and he saw him driving my car, and he busts out my windows. So I wanted to know why and why he do those things like that.
I don't think I can tell you on air, but to make it very, you know, sanitized, he's an idiot. He doesn't want to be with you. seriously. He just doesn't want to be with you. He doesn't want to commit to you, but he doesn't want anybody else to have you. That's not right. He can go and do whatever the heck he wants, but then, you know, you do something to better yourself or you do something to move on, all of a sudden he's jealous guy. I don't know.
Okay. What's your other friend said?
I'm sorry, and forgive me, I get a little cranky, but I really don't like, you know, when...
No, that's why I call to hear your guys' opinion and the help. So that's what the reason I called today. And I'm getting complicated what to do and not to do because he keep coming in my life, in and out. And I'm kind of like emotional. I don't know what to do. And I think like I really love him, but... if he is that bad, I have to study myself the way to let it go.
Yeah, exactly. And if he breaks out your windows or whatever, throw him in jail. I mean, when I see a generous and warm and loving and giving soul like yourself being entrapped by somebody like that, it gets me a little crazy. Because
aww.
I know he's a lot better than that. And I'm sorry he's doing this. That's why I'm saying, like, his love... you is the way he interprets love, not the way you would.
Okay. Yeah, Angie, I think it is time to move on, but I have a feeling that you're going to bring him back. So try to think what you want. You know, I think you might do better if you move on. So just like Ellen said, you want somebody who is going to treat you respectfully, somebody who's going to care about you, somebody who's going to, you know, be interested in you and not, mentally or emotionally abuse you. So, so really honor your feelings and evaluate very carefully because I really feel like it should be time to move on, but I have a feeling that you like this guy. And you're not willing to let him go yet, but, really think about it.
And my last question, I'm sorry I'm taking so long. My last question, I'm seeing two guys now, and which is not including my ex. So I wanted to see one of these guys, they just want to have sex with me or the interest to be with me.
I think it's too early to tell. I'm so wrapped up with your ex here. I'm not seeing as clearly as I probably should be, but I think, you know, I would just relax and, you know, put the sex on the back burner for a while until you really get to know some of these guys and decide which one is the one you want. Or it could be somebody different, but jumping in is not really going to help. Go ahead, Jay.
Angie, do you have let me hear the first guy's name.
The first guy's name is Jonathan, and the other one is Brian.
I'm getting mixed on Jonathan, and I'm getting better with Brian.
Okay,
so, and I didn't look for whether you're having sex. I just looked who was a better relationship for you.
Okay,
so that's how I'm seeing it. Just remember that, you know, no matter who you commit to, you have to completely end the other relationship first. Because when you bring this other guy in who you want to be serious with, you need to have a completion with the past relationship. So if you really don't want...
How can I do that? Will you guys be able to help me?
There is... You could do a clearing and a cord cutting. There's a couple of things that you could do, but not on air. We can't do... We just don't have time. But you could call us for a private clearing and that could assist you in that area. And remember, we're the Network of Christian Psychics.com.
Okay, what's your best phone number?
You can look on the web, and we're under the Network of Christian Psychics.com.
Okay.
And then you can look to who you want to talk to. Thank you very much for calling, Angie, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Okay. Wow. Let's get right on to our next caller, who has patiently been waiting for 51 minutes.
Wow.
And that is 225. 225, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Kim from Louisiana.
Kim from Louisiana.
Oh, I remember you. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us, Kim?
I have a question if there's any new relationships on the horizon.
Do you want to go ahead, Ellen? Or?
I was getting 2 to 3 weeks. But I don't know if that's really going to be the one for you. But I see you attracting a lot of different men, you know, towards the end of this year, and by next year you'll have your decision of which one you want to be with. Because you've been kind of burned a lot, so you're a lot more shy, which is understandable. But now, Jay will tell you a lot of that pain from the old relationships. If you cut the cords and move forward, you have a much easier time with it. But I'm still getting 2 to 3 weeks for the first one coming in.
Okay, so nobody's serious.
It could be, but I don't see it right yet as things stand. I think the more you put the past behind you and that nasty relationship you had, I think it'll be a lot easier to have somebody more serious. But right now you kind of have to get rid of that pain to move forward. How long were you with the other guy, the last relationship?
About a year and a half, close to 2 years.
Yeah, that's a lot to handle. I understand that, but it'll be a lot easier for you when you want to move on to kind of clear him out of your system, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I can take that to you a lot better than I can, but I know that you need to do some like more cleansing out of this, out of that old stuff and get something new, because if you don't, he's so stagnating. So that's what I'm seeing. Jay?
Okay. Kim, I'm getting a couple of things that you're feeling like you're trapped. Is that true?
Trapped how? No.
That you're lacking a little bit of self-confidence and that you're feeling
so,
like...
yes.
Okay. And that you're... are you feeling like you're not in the right place?
Probably so. I don't know what's
okay.
Don't know which way I'm going.
Right. I think that's why I'm getting that you're feeling like you're trapped is like actually probably it all stems to the word fear, and not that you're fearful of danger or anything like that, but you're confusion is also a sense of fear, too. And, you know, that's the root cause. So what you want to do is just exactly what Ellen said. You want to release. And when you release, I feel like somebody's coming in, but I don't see anybody till December for me that is a relationship. That doesn't mean that you're not going to meet men, like Ellen said. I feel like the relationship, though, isn't going to transpire till December. What you really need to do is, well, first off, how long has it been since you were in your last relationship?
We just broke up recently. I actually broke it off, but I don't feel like we even had a relationship really.
Okay. When you have an intimate relationship where you're having intercourse, a woman produces a chemical that it's the same chemical that you produce when you're suckling a baby. It makes you attached to that person. So you're still going to have a little bit of time to break that bond. Unless you cut cords and unless you cleanse yourself, just bring in the angels and have them cut cords for you. Anything that's negative, release you from your past relationship and bring in what's new. And like I was saying earlier in the show, there's a circle that's being completed. It's the Merkaba energy field, and we're coming into the completion of the circle where it's going to restart again, and it's going to move fast. So your manifestation abilities are going to be increased as long as you're in the right place and as long as you take the time to for you, I actually feel like affirmations would work. They're telling me right now, you need to be saying, I am worthy of love. God made me perfect. Those are two things that are going to help you. If you can just, whenever you're feeling confused, just say, I'm worthy of love. God made me perfect, no matter what the situation is. And it will bring you clarity. It will ground you. Because I think you need a little bit of grounding, is what they're saying. And you need to believe, you know, that how special you are, because you are special. Don't just, like what Ellen said, you're going to be approached. Think, you know, use your intuition about moving on. Don't just jump. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm getting for you. Yeah, you'll have to let us know how it goes. And remember, if you wanted a private reading or a clearing, you could call us at the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and we'd be glad to help you.
Okay, thank you all so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, it's always hard when you're fresh out of a relationship because you still have some healing that you have to do. So let's go right on to the next caller. And just for all the people that are in the caller queue, we are going to try to get to everyone. We still have an hour, so please be patient, and we'll get to you as soon as possible. The next caller is going to be 240. 240, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Connie.
Hi, Connie. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Maryland.
Maryland? Okay. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I wanted to know if you could give me some tips on how to develop my abilities.
Well, what have you done so far?
Well, I just started meditating, and I think I found a method that works really well for me. I have been using oracle cards to do readings for myself. I haven't done readings for anyone else. That's about it.
Do you read without the cards?
I haven't really tried.
That's the one thing you need to do. I know that we really, as a Christian network, you really don't use them. But what you can do is one thing that when I was starting to develop, years ago, is I would, lay down in bed and I would, kind of reach my intuition and mind up towards heaven and kind of feel if you hear or see anything. Do you have visions or do you have hearing, like clear audio, clear visual?
I have clear audio.
Okay.
And visions, I'm starting to see flashes of light, but not anything that I can really say, oh yeah, I had a vision.
Okay. One thing I would recommend personally is with your audio is by very still and quiet, reach up into the heaven with the angels and see what messages you get back. Sometimes you'll just hear a word. Sometimes you'll hear a sentence. Sometimes you'll just get like a flash. Try to just focus on the white light and just kind of reach up. You know what I'm saying? So that will definitely be one high, a little higher. And sometimes we see things as a flash, but if you want to focus on something in particular, like if you said, I wanted to focus on like a rose, for example, you could just look at the rose and look at everything about the rose and see what messages or other things you would get from it. That would just be one example. Or a picture of an angel. One of my favorites has always been St. Michael, myself. And that could be like a good pinnacle point to focus on. And, that's where I'm going with that. Jay?
Okay. Connie, the way that I teach people to tap into their energy is I want you to imagine there's 12 chakras. There's the seven in the body, and then there's four above you, starting with your soul star. And then you go up to the 12, and just imagine them. They're about, the first one's about a foot and a half above your head, and just imagine them going up in dimension. What you want to do is you want to imagine those chakras. You want to make sure that they're seen clear, and then you want to pull the light. Imagine a light or a ball of light, a globe, have it, and it actually will be the Christ consciousness or your consciousness, and you pull that light into your chakras through the top of your head, through the four above your head, and then into your crown, and then into your third eye, and you want to pull it into your heart. And once it's at your heart, you want to expand that light so that it starts moving to the outside of your body. The other thing that you want to do, I kind of stepped out of order, but the first thing that you want to do is you want to ground to the earth. You want to send a grounding cord from your ground star, which is below your feet, about a foot below your feet, into Mother Earth, into the crystalline core, and just attach there. You can imagine that it's a hook, or you can put a big rock on there, or some people imagine different things, but you send a grounding cord, and then the energy from Gaia will come up that grounding cord just as the Christ conscious energy comes down through the crown of your head, and then practice moving that energy from your heart when they're both meshed there. Try moving it to the top of your head, and then try moving it down to your feet, and then move it up and down. And as you do that, say, call on your guides and your angels. Even if you don't know their name, just say, I call on my guide and my angels, and I ask you to increase my vibration. And you want to spread that light outward so that it completely fills your aura and every cell of your entire body. You want to fill with light. And as you do that, then you can ask questions or you can seek visions. So if lots of times you disturb yourself when you aren't prepared with your questions. So if you have some ideas in your mind of what you want to do, what you're interested in obtaining information about, have them prepared so that you don't have to, think, what am I going to ask now? Just try to get that energy vibration up and then say, I want to connect with my guide and I'd like to know whatever it is that you want to ask and see what you hear. Lots of times, if you just hear a sound or something, you want to say, you know, I would like that to be said slower because I didn't hear it, because sometimes my experience with the guides is that lots of times they speak light language and they talk very quickly. And so you hear something like blah, blah, and you didn't really hear what they said. And so you want them to slow it down so that you can hear it. And then you have to ask them, if it's in light language and you're not understanding it, to speak it in English so that you can get a clear understanding of what they're telling you. As far as vision, it's the same thing. Opening your third eye is two things that you can do is you can bring that light in, you can bring it to your third eye, and then you can ask your guides to assist you in opening your third eye. And through quiet meditation and concentration, try to look not at your eyebrows, but just above that. And see if some people have color or movie screen. You know, some people, like I got a movie screen, so, you know, it's a box, actually, and I just see the vision there, and it's in this little box. And it's because that's how I chose it to be. So you can make it as you want. The other thing is that it might just be a little light to begin with, because they don't just open your third eye or you would, you know, the shock would traumatize you. So you get glimpses or glints of light to begin with. So to the left of your eye, you might be seeing sparks, or you might be seeing a little, like sparklers is what I it was
right, that's what I've been seeing.
Okay. That's the starting of opening your eyes. So you can focus now and through intention. And intention is reality. You create reality through intention. So, but it's really important to pull that light down through your chakras and try to clear any negative things. The reason why you become a psychic or use your intuitive abilities is you become a clear and perfect channel. And that means you have to release all this negative stuff that is blocking you. So try to release whatever it is in your life that you need to. And all those things will put you on the next step. I actually see that you're going to have vision, and it's not that far off. It's, I see that you need to clear and make sure that you clear and spin your chakras or have somebody do it for you if you don't feel like you can do it yourself. Okay? Because they, if there's any stocks or things in your chakras, that can inhibit you. So I hope that helps. And any last words, Ellen?
No, actually, yeah, just don't get frustrated right away. Sometimes certain people take different time to elevate, some longer than others, so just keep with it.
Okay,
we wish you the best. Let us know how it goes, Connie.
All right, thank you.
Yes, bye-bye. Yeah, it's always interesting when you're starting out. A lot of people have a lot of different experiences. We're going to jump right on to the next caller so that we can get through everybody in the caller queue. And the next caller is going to be 347. And it's coming. There they are. 347, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Connecticut.
And what's your name?
My name is Soraya.
Could you say that again for me, please?
I'm sorry, Soraya.
Soraya?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm the sir, but do you have a question for us?
Nothing in particular. It's just a lot been going on. A lot of transitions. A lot of transitions.
And, like, do you see it coming to a conclusion for me and my family?
Okay. I'm going to pass you on to Ellen. I think I hear her. Or maybe that's back out now.
No.
Are you?
Yeah, I was getting the weirdest, like, where I was, while you were talking, I kept on getting this vision of a woman. Every time she turned around, like a metal or a cement slab fell, blocking you every which way you were going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering kind of what you're doing to help get out of that. Because right now you feel so trapped. I don't know what you're doing to help move forward. I'm not seeing anything beyond that right now.
Okay. Well, I've been praying. I've been doing a lot of spiritual cleansing, clearing. And, you know, just whenever the chance for me to make that escape, you know.
What is the main thing going on? I can feel a lot of pain. I just don't know where it's coming from.
Okay. My nephew, he's been going through something since last month, and the doctors can't point their fingers on anything. And let me see. It's hard to watch him because he's young. He's only 12, and he can't really explain what's going on with him, you know. So it's, I'm not going to say it's a strain on the family, but it's a lot of more bickering instead of the togetherness that I see, you know. And I'm sorry.
You're not trying to focus on what the issue is. Is it muscular or neuromuscular?
Well, okay, I could see why you said that, because it is like a seizure where he would seize up and, you know, get into that type of tense situation, and he comes out of it. And the doctors can't pinpoint it. All his tests come out negative.
Jay?
Well, I'm getting that, I'm not really getting the nephew thing. I'm getting that you have fear surrounding money and you have some uncertainty. Is that true?
Yeah, that as well.
Okay. I feel like you're coming close to the end of a situation where you're going to be able to move on and you're going to get a break or some relief. I feel like you need to hold out and believe that God is assisting you, and that, you know, times are going to, there's going to be a shift. It's going to be a break is what they're kind of saying. You know, it's, you're very, very close to the end. You just need to hold on a little bit longer. And your prayers are being heard. Actually, I have an angel that's coming in. I can't figure out who it is, so I've been asking now. There is an angel. If the angel, you know, I've asked the name now 3 times and I still didn't get it. So if she's, I feel like a she, and if she steps forward with a name, I'll let you know who it is, and you'll be able to call on her. What is she telling me? She's saying, don't be afraid to ask for help from others. It's not much longer. Things are going to shift for you. Gosh darn, I cannot get her name. I'll let you talk to Ellen for a second, and I'll see if I can get her name.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I was getting like Eris or Arabelle. That was my name I was getting, but I could be looking at somebody different.
I think it was an A name, but I wasn't sure. You know, I kept saying Ariel, and she was saying no. So
that's what I was saying. I feel like Aries or
Aries. Okay, let me just zone in for a second.
Okay. Yeah, I think what's happening too is you're focusing on so much. I know your nephew is a concern, but you know they need to. They're going to try to alleviate it too. That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm focusing on your nephew. He's focusing on money.
Well, they both go hand in hand because it's like when I was supposed to get a job, the situation with my nephew took precedence because my sister, she wasn't able to, because she was also working at my mom, weren't able to be with him because it's like being that we never seen this type of episode in the family before, and, you know, I would just stay closer to home with him. So that was kind
of... Did they do one of those brainwave things where they put electrodes on your head and take a reading? Did they do that already?
Yeah, they did all of that. It came out negative. They didn't see no electro, no nothing. Because I was wondering if it was his kundalini rising in him or what. I couldn't understand what it was. I was trying that. You know, I allowed the doctors and the natural to do what they need to do. And I was also seeking out the spiritual, you know, grounding to try to get some understanding. I know not everything we can understand. You know, certain things just belong to God. So I'm in that phase right now as letting go. I just want to know when it will come to an end.
But that question, I'm just doing the financial phase and more than that right now. So how often does he have his seizures?
Well, the one today, it was like 2 weeks ago since the last episode. I could count on one hand. He probably had like five of them. Or today probably made the sixth one since May 14th.
Right. That is wild. I was wondering if it could be a stress element.
Hmm?
A stress element for him.
Oh, stress?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering that as well. Because, I mean, ever since this take has taken place, you know, a lot of emotions been surfacing.
I mean, half his body stores emotions. It stores feelings in your muscles and stuff. That's one thing you learn as a massage therapist. Like, I'm not saying this is exactly the reason for it, but if they can't find something like that, maybe it could be like stress relief. I mean, sometimes when people's sugars drop, they have seizure related or looking things too.
Okay.
So I'm not saying anything because we don't really diagnose here at all. It's just that I just kept on feeling something that's why I asked you if it's neuromuscular. So I felt something. I just didn't know what it was.
Right. They did all of that, you know. At first, when it started to take him, you know, he was kind of scared or apprehensive, so to speak, you know, to go to sleep or to even relax because he didn't know when the next episode, so to speak, will come on again. But other than that.
Yeah, I think that one thing that might help is look at their diet. See if there's any kind of medication you can use to relax a little bit. See how he can release some of that stress.
Well, I have been doing the miracle prayer with him.
And he
seems to be responding to this other high-frequency pitch of the, I think it's called the spiritual attachment. by Dr. Mitchell Goshen, he actually responds to that. He would actually put that on for himself to relax him. So he likes that tone. Been doing the St. Michael prayer, and I've been doing everything. I think I overdone it.
Yeah. Okay. Jay?
Okay. Well, you know, I couldn't get the one that had the A. Anyway, Shemiel came forward and said to call on her for assistance. A couple of things. Can you? It's very simple to ground a person. Help him ground. Just take him by the ankles and, you know, just say, "I'm grounding you into the earth. I'm sending roots deep and wide." And just imagine that and do that on his feet, his ankles to his feet, in the morning, and see how, if he doesn't remain more grounded, is what I'm getting. But Shamiel came, you know, unfortunately, the other angel that came forward, she had the message. And I did give you what she said, but it was about money. But with the healing for your nephew, Shamiel says to call on her, and I asked twice, and she said yes, that she would assist you with that healing. So try that grounding, and try calling on Shamiel to come and comfort him.
Okay, I definitely will do. Thank you all so very much.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
I definitely will.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you very much.
I'm with you.
Namaste. Yeah, that's hard. I was getting an A angel, but it wasn't Ariel, and I kept saying Ariel, and it was like, no.
No.
I was like, say your name. Okay, we're going to go right on to 203. 203, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, good afternoon, how are you?
Great, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Norma, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, and was it Norma?
Yes.
Okay, great, Norma. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I would just like to know if any one of my loved ones have any messages for me. It has been a very stressful time for me, so if I could get some assistance, I would like to know, you know, how they could direct me, or if you, you know, is able to tune in and, you know, get any messages.
Right. Do you have to make a decision and you're unable to make it? Is that what you're saying?
Not really. I would just like to know, you know, what's, you know, really happening around me in my environment at home, on the job, even if I can't do anything right.
I'm getting that you're having, like, great sadness and, I'm getting that you're at a stalemate. Those are the words that they're sending to me. And are you in need of forgiveness of something? Are you beating yourself up for some reason?
I really can't answer that question because I don't think so. I've been praying a lot, asking for forgiveness. But, you know, for my ancestors, you know, because of what I have been enduring presently. So I'm just asking that if, you know, if there is anything that they have done in the past, you know, asking for forgiveness for them.
I'll pass you on to Ellen and see what she's getting, because I'm getting some fear and same thing, like I was getting the forgiveness and sadness. So go ahead, Ellen. I'll let you go on.
Do you feel you did something that needs forgiveness, or your ancestors?
I really don't No, I just put it out there in the universe. I know I'm clean at heart. I just been just coming head on with, you know, a lot of adversaries. And so I just decided, you know, during my prayers to ask for forgiveness if they've done anything wrong.
But there isn't anything wrong. I mean, forgiveness, I mean, well, first, when you started talking it earlier, the first word I heard was peace. And
peace?
Honestly, I peace, yeah, P-E-A-C-E. And,
right.
You know, it's, I know when people go through a hard time, they think, well, they may have done something wrong. Sometimes what's happening isn't because we did anything wrong. It's some sort of lesson to be learned or some kind of growth process we're going through. I see people shaking their heads over here. So, and that's what I'm feeling. It's not like, I mean, I don't know what people could, unless somebody, like, murders somebody or lies to somebody or does something really horrible, I don't know where this thought that you are unforgiven is coming from. I know things are tough.
I didn't know about, you said unforgiven. No, I don't know, you know, my ancestors past. And because, like I said, things have just been happening. There's so much negativity that
right.
You know, has been occurring. You know, when I pray, I just send it out in the universe, asking for forgiveness
okay.
for them.
Well,
I also ask for forgiveness for myself if there's anything that I've done that I'm not conscious of. You know, so I ask for forgiveness in that sense.
I think you're putting way too much pressure on yourself. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. I think what you're doing is, first off, is it? Do you have a fear around money? Is that what's going on?
Yes and no.
Okay. What I feel like a couple of things are going to really help you. I think you need to surround yourself in a diamond dome of protection. It's all you do is you just call Archangel Michael in and you go, Archangel Michael, I call you in. Please surround me in a diamond dome of protection above and below and all around. I feel like you're picking up other people's energy and it's throwing you off, and the energy that you're picking up is negative energy and you're not releasing it. So you need to be protected is the first thing. The second thing is that your worry is creating or your fear, and everything that isn't positive is fear-based. You can take it down to the smallest micron, and it's fear. So I just call it fear, and I don't try to rationalize what it actually is. But if you can release all fear, that's what you need to do. Okay, instead of looking at the money that's coming in or at the situation of how things are, what you want to do is start focusing on how good things are. Focus on the abundance that's in your life. Focus on the things that you own that you love. Focus on the happiness that you have each day, like from a tree, from a sunrise, from a sunset, from your car, your jewelry, perfume, whatever it is. I feel you just have fallen into like a little funk, I think, and the reason why is because you're picking up other people's energy, and I feel like the other reason why is you have this bit of fear because you've been picking up these other people's energy. So know that that good things are coming for you, and they will. Know that you have made it this far in life and you have all this abundance already. So know that you are deserving of that and honor that. And as you do that and protect yourself, you will manifest more joy. You will bring forth more abundance, and not just money, but abundance, which is your health will be better. Because I feel like even your health is diminished from this a little bit. So I really feel like if you could do this every single morning, and you can listen to this in archive again, and you just call in Archangel Michael. I call in Archangel Michael. I ask that you surround me in a diamond dome of protection, and above and below and all around. You want to make sure that you're covered above and below you and all around, so that no negativity can attach to you. And
okay.
I want you to really try that. Try it for a week and a half or 2 weeks, and then let us know how that goes, because I think this is going to really, really help you.
Thank you. I appreciate, and you're correct about my health. So I will definitely follow through with your advice, and I will return and give you feedback.
Okay, great. And any last comments, Ellen?
One thing. I know, like, you know, when things go wrong in our lives, we think we did something to deserve it. But more often it's the case of that we just have a lesson to learn, or maybe the road we're going on or the thoughts we have aren't the right ones. So I look at them more as lessons and messages than punishment.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, too, that whenever it's a negative or there's discord, try to take the high road and feel like, what is this telling me? And so that I don't have to repeat it, because sometimes we're doing repeat lessons because we're not getting the message the first time. So, I really think for you, Norma, that if you just surround yourself with that dome, it's going to help you, and choose some positive thoughts. Be focused on the good things in your life. You'll perk right up.
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Namaste. Have a wonderful day. Oh, bye-bye.
You too. God bless. God bless you.
Okay, we're going to go right on, Ellen, because I want to try to get as many callers as possible. 954, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Dowling. This is Dowling.
What's your name? Dowling.
Yes.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Can you tell me, do you see romance coming into my life at all?
Okay, Ellen, I'll give it right over to you.
Actually, I do. And it's so weird that I'm seeing, like, do you like to dance?
Yes.
Like ballroom dancing and that kind of thing?
Oh, no. I haven't done it, but I love all dance.
Yeah, because I keep seeing a couple swirling across the floor. So I would say there is romance in the air, and romance is coming your way. I'm not really getting a concrete time frame in, but you're going to have I don't know if this is going to be like a stayed relationship, but it's going to be a kind of long-term and a lot of fun. I think the reason why it's up in the air is just that I don't know how this is going to go yet, but I see a very positive relationship coming in.
I'm getting the same thing. I see somebody coming in for you, Darlene. Just remain positive and make sure that you honor and love yourself. The more that you can honor and love yourself, the more available you are to bring in that energy for yourself. So try to really be in that essence of do little things that make you feel good, like special baths that make you feel sensual, or put on perfume or shoes that make you feel extra attractive. And always put that little bit of effort out there extra to feel pretty. So when you stay in that energy, you'll feel good and you'll attract what you're looking for. So I do see it coming pretty soon, too. I got like the end of August, the beginning of September. You're going to meet somebody. They're not telling me, just like Alan said, they're not telling me if it's going to be a permanent relationship or not. They're saying that it's still up in the air. So just try to make yourself available.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, you
You're
have
welcome.
A good night. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go right on. Okay, we're going to go right on to the next person because there's like 15 minutes left and I want to try to get to everybody. And so the next person is 609 area code. And 609, you're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Desiree, I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Desiree. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I've been having problems with my health and financial, and when I was in the hospital, I think I seen two angels, and I was wondering if I really did.
Oh, yes, you did. A lot of angels, each hospital, a lot of them have their own guardian angel.
Yes.
And when I go to the hospitals, I can see them, like, everywhere, which is kind of cool. I think these angels particularly have something to do with you. And I think they were there just to give you comfort and hope of that your medical problems should ease up. I'm wondering, personally, how much of this is not your own doing, but sometimes when we get really unhappy about certain things, our bodies just display it.
Well, I had open heart surgery, and then I got a bad bacteria, so they had to recut me down to my bone. So it's been a long time recuperating. And while I was in the hospital, that's when I seen the two angels.
What are your massive years of hope? And love. That's what those two were. So you're going to, you know, I know it's a long recuperation, but what I said about sometimes our mental state has a direct bearing on how we feel. Have you done like some meditations or some reading, like either biblical or a book or inspirational reading that can help you through it? So I'm feeling that might be something to help clear you out a little bit. Because sometimes if we don't feel good mentally, we won't feel good physically.
Well, it's financial, too. I was wondering if that's going to get better.
I'm going to pass you on to Jay for that one because I'm really focused in on your angels.
Me, too.
Well, but tonight I've been seeing more physical and health things than I have financial things. I give you to Jay, and then Jay will give you back to me, so I'll focus on the money part. Jay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting good news for you that you're coming, that you are. It's been a theme tonight. A lot of people are coming to the end of the cycle, and the cycle is ending at the end of August. You're right on track with everybody else tonight. And it's funny because our shows seem to have themes where they carry through the whole show. Like sometimes we get all calls about love, and then sometimes we get all calls about money. The Tonight Show was a bit mixed, but it is the same message. There's the same message for you that you're coming to the end of a phase or this situation, and it's going to be good news. It's on its way. You have to be receptive towards it. I got disconnected while Alan was talking to you, and I feel like Archangel Michael and Gabriel were with you, and I don't know if she who she picked up as at the hospital with you, but those are who I got who came through to you. So you might. For some reason, they're telling me Archangel Michael is one of your guides or your angel. He's an angel that is with you for some reason. So are you familiar with Archangel Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
do you call Have you called on him before?
I've called on my angels, but not specifically him.
Okay. I have a feeling he's the angel, and Gabriel. I got them both, that they're coming through for you. So I would call on either of those if you want to do some intuitive work. Gabriel will help you with your closed third eye. I think your third eye is still closed, but he can help you through meditation to open that.
Yes, because
so
I feel like no, the angels are with me.
Yeah, they are. So I hope that we answered your questions, and we're going to let you go because we're running short on time, and I want to try to get to at least one or two more callers.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good night.
Yes, remember you can call in next week, and if you call in early in the show, we can spend more time with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ellen, we're going to go right on to the next caller who's been waiting 44 minutes. That's the only reason why I wanted to try to get it in. It's a 303 area code. 303, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Joanne from Colorado.
Hi, Joanne. Hello. Do you have a question?
I do. I want to know, my husband and I are both battling different types of addictions. Mine's been sugar and sodas and stuff. I've been on a complete nutrition program. And he's been having stress and difficulty, so alcohol's been creeping back in, so he's trying to creep it back out. Are we on the right path?
I can see. I understand your addiction because I had the same thing with sugar. Yeah, you are. When you're trying to cleanse your body of unnatural things like too much sugar or too much alcohol, you are on the right path.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the sugar and the sodas and all the unnatural stuff. So, yeah, I've cut all that out. I'm losing weight, which is good.
Awesome. Yeah, and you will. Drink a lot of water to flush that out, too. That's also good.
Right.
Your husband, has he gone to AA yet?
No, I'm trying to pursue that now.
Yeah, because I think that's the first thing I heard in my ear was, you know, AA, they have a lot of good support because a lot of people there are alcoholics, so they know exactly, you know, what he's going through. And I don't know too much about it, but I think they have sponsors where, like,
right,
if you feel you want to drink or you need to go to a meeting, you can always call your sponsor or go to a meeting to do that. And what you can do until you can convince him, I did have that serenity prayer, and that would be good for both of you, actually. As I know,
okay,
even though sugar and sodas are in a different realm, if you drink too much of it, no matter what it is, whether it's soda, caffeine, sugar, whatever, it's still something you crave unnaturally.
Correct.
And the serenity prayer will really help you because if most people do these, you know, with these addictions, like with me, it's been food. You know, food is sort of like what they call it, self-medicating with food.
Correct.
You stress will automatically bring out your munchies. So you change your munchies to celery. Celery has absolutely no calorie and it's crunchy. But you're definitely on the right path. Going. Go ahead, Jay.
I want to just get in real quickly, Joanne. Immediately my throat chakra closed up, and I think it's because, are you holding back a lot from your husband?
I was.
Okay. I feel like that the best thing in a relationship to get healing is to be authentic, and sometimes being authentic hurts. But if you are authentic from love, then it doesn't hurt. And communication is where you're lacking the most in your relationship and your life. And if I feel like that you could actually have a happy family life or home life if you choose to start being authentic instead of pretending. And that's why you guys are seeking alternative ways to find happiness. And it's not that you're missing happiness, it's that you're just not capable of communicating your needs to each other. It's like you've separated it a little bit. But you can bring that back in if you choose and be authentic with love.
So
never.
I've been being very honest and not hiding my feelings and not allowing him to, not allowing it to go on secretly anymore. So I've been very honest about how I won't put up with this anymore. It's time for change. Yep. We deserve it. So
okay.
I'm on the right path.
That's absolutely. Maybe it's his throat chakra. He's holding it all in. But it's one of you, and it hit me.
Well, that's
extreme.
Been me in the past. That's
okay.
Up until a couple of weeks ago, that was me.
Okay. Well, then you really are on the right path, and I think that was your question, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
so
you are in the right path.
So there is hope
like
for him through there?
Yeah, there definitely is. Just be authentic and work through it. And remember, love heals everything. So,
okay.
You know, work through love, and that definitely will help. And I'm going to go right on to the last caller because they've also been holding on. I think, Joanne, if you want to call in next week, we're on 6 to 8, and feel free to give us a call.
All right, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. Yeah, that's really hard. I want to try to take this last caller, Ellen. It's a 541 area code. They've been holding a long time, too. 541, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi, this is Anna. And
Anna.
My question's actually similar to other people's. I'm going through health and financial and also curious about my romance. Or sort of romance.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but
I'll send you right to Ellen, and we have about 3 minutes, Ellen.
All right. I was focusing more on your romance.
Okay.
You're not with somebody right now, right?
No, not physically. No.
Okay, because I see somebody new coming in, but I think it's more of a stepping stone relationship. Because you've been in your last relationship, well, didn't work out all that great. So you need to, I feel you moving forward within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm not getting anything on the finances. I'm just focusing on romance right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be more of a stepping stone to kind of make your entrance back into romance.
Mm. So is this somebody new that I'm not in communication with at all, or is this somebody I've been communicating with for a while that we'll get together?
No, not somebody old, somebody new.
This is somebody new, okay. And then pick up where I would. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to chat in because there's only like 2 minutes left. Anna,
okay.
What I'm thinking for you is the same thing. It is somebody new. It's not somebody that you've already been with. The other thing that I'm getting is that you're not having any fun in your life and that you need to go out and have some fun. And the other thing that I'm getting is that you have a lot of things all going on at once, and what you need to do is put things in one pile and work on things one at a time, and you'll get through some of that overwhelming stuff that's all happening at once. So I hope that helped you, and please feel free to call in at the beginning of the show, and we can give you a much longer reading next week, 6 to 9. Okay. There's 90 seconds left, unfortunately.
Okay, thank you. I just found you just a little while ago. So,
okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, I hope to hear from you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, Ellen. That was great. We got to everybody at least a little bit. Some people didn't quite get the length of time I would have liked to expand on some of the information. So hopefully they'll call in and be the first callers next week. Any last words, Ellen?
Yeah, I just think that we're having a recycle, like you were saying, the cycling, and I think people need to remember they need to move ahead and keep the energy flowing to get what they need and what they want and what God wants us to have.
Yes, and remember, everyone, you can get a private reading with us at the networkofchristianpsychics.com, and we hope to hear from you. And remember, you're all in our hearts and in our prayers, and we thank you for tonight. Bye-bye. And thank you, Ellen. Bye. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
You guys, bye-bye, everyone.
Yep, bye-bye.